Episode 242, May 2nd, 2016.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now on with the countdown.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
So I'll be shocked if we survive this episode without any issues. We've already had some tech stuff. Robbie's on edge. And I'm staring out the window here. It's pouring down rain. There's hail coming down. They're calling for 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. This is it, Joe. This is it's over.
The apocalypse?
Yeah. Is it pouring like, do you hear hail where you're at? We're like 20
miles apart. I'm more afraid of Robbie than the hail.
What would be worse, 10 straight days of this weather or dealing with Robbie on tech issues for 10 straight days?
No, please. That's, you know, we just stay inside and deal with the weather.
Just ride it out. Welcome to the show, everybody. A big show, the Scott Apple, his hit the post game will happen. We have an answer from Carrie Spiewak, who she likes better, myself or Joe. We have Marcus's take, his angle on the brunch with Robbie, the gun control.
And, gun control brunch.
The gun control brunch, yeah. And, hey, I hit up, you know the nudist resort that I've done comedy at before?
Yeah.
I hit them up today. I don't have my contact there that I used to have. I mean, I still know that woman, but she's
some other naked guy.
Well, she's no longer affiliated, this woman that I'm friends with. But I just Facebook messaged them about, hey, do you want to do the murder mystery?
What
do you think
say?
About that? Or they didn't get back to me, but wouldn't that be cool? A murder mystery at the nudist resort? I mean, just imagine Justin.
Of course it would be cool.
Now, we have a thing in almost every show now. There's some sort of gag about Eric practically being naked. But will that even work there?
Yeah, that's not even, they're not even going to laugh at that.
No, because they're surrounded by actual people that look like Eric that are really naked.
With bodies like his.
Yes. Except they're 20 years older.
Eric would have to insert something inside himself in order to get a laugh.
Oh, jeez.
He probably would do that, actually. But I'll keep you posted. Nudist Resort, a murder mystery show. We did the Arlington Draft House Friday night. Our regulars came up, Sam and Kathy Ram, and they brought their crew. Thank you. Love those guys. Jeff Hancock took some amazing pictures.
He was there
with his wife. Our buddy Blaine was there. We had a good crew, so can we talk about my concerns, though, Joe?
Tell me what they are.
No, my concerns are that we've had, you know, two shows with the superhero one, and they're both underperformed in terms of numbers. They've both been successful.
Yeah, we had 100 people at this one. So, yeah, I mean, and Katie brought up a good point, because all the other ones are like, you know, they look like date themed.
Well, only the newly dead.
No, but the other ones, I do think that, like, when you say, all right, let's go to a movie, And a girl goes, okay, well, let's go see an action movie. That's not a date movie. You follow what I'm saying?
Sure.
But a comedy is, right? But that's why the superhero one, I think, it's more geared towards guys, so we cut our audience in half. And Friday night is reserved a lot of times for couples. So it didn't occur to me, but when we first thought about doing it, sorry, I'm a little under the weather. When we first thought about doing it, we were like, all right, well, it's a cool concept. We'll also target some of these comic book conventions and things like that. But just for our regular rooms, I think that people aren't as interested as the people that we're close to in the comedy community, in the theme.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to think that superhero is not a theme that people like when every other movie is a superhero movie and it's
good point, yeah.
Doing $100 million every opening.
Okay, hard to argue that, yeah.
But it does, I think it is less understandable and identifiable what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the marketing of it is something we're going to need to tweak, because we have a show this Friday at Tally Ho, and I can already tell you it's not going to be the sold out like the last one was. I mean, are we peeling back the curtain too much? Is that bad business, Joe?
I mean, we'll have a couple hundred people there, though, right?
It'll be a good show. It won't be 3:30, though.
Right, right.
But that's our problem. You know, did you see the email? I had a woman from our dielaughingproductions.com contact me and say she wants to be in the show.
All right. Afforded. No, but okay.
Her name is Princess.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, I mean, what are we going to do? Audition people? I'm not, you know.
I almost felt creepy. I feel creepy asking what you look like. But that's important, right?
Here's the deal. Only bad things can happen if we contact this person and let them audition. Only bad things.
Well, what do you mean only bad things? What could happen?
We can contact them. We're not interested. They get upset. They're not good looking enough. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't have to be good looking. I just want to know what they look like for what kind of role they would have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not inappropriate if somebody's trying to get an acting gig to ask for a headshot.
Well, she said she'd done some acting and some murder mystery stuff, so I asked her if she had a reel or something, and she said no. I also asked in a follow-up if she can sing, and she said yes, and she seemed to be very enthusiastic about that. Now, I couldn't find her on Facebook. I want to know what she looks like.
If she's been in other murder mysteries, that should really be an automatic disqualification.
Wow. If you have any experience, then no. That reminds me of one time.
Dave Hill, Danny Rouillet?
Yeah, when Dave Hill said, hey, we need to get a partner for your radio show. And I said, what about Danny Rouillet? He's a really good comic. He does impressions. And he went to broadcast school. He goes, I automatically rule out anyone that went to broadcast school. Now he's doing middays on 106.7 in the Market 4 or whatever.
Yeah, well, good job, Dave. So what am I supposed to do with this woman?
Ignore her?
I mean, she reached out to us. I feel flattered.
If we ever write another murder mystery where we're lacking women, then we'll call her and say, hey, we have a spot open for a woman. Would you like to audition? But why would you call her now? There's nothing for her to do.
Yeah.
Well, we have this singing one coming up in the summer.
Yeah, and we have people to play the roles.
Well, can't never have too many, Joe.
No, you can't, actually. And we've got guys like Doc and Dylan that aren't playing in this one.
I like the fact, and I like that we have them at the ready. Speaking of singing, your friend Dustin, if you've been to any of our shows, you might have seen him. He's also in the video for the Christmas one. But he's your coworker. He's, I don't know, 350 pounds.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
The big guy. He can sing really well.
Yeah, he's a good singer.
And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I guess when you see a fat woman, you think she might be able to sing. You see a fat guy, you don't think he can do anything. Is that me, or am I just a dick?
I already knew he could sing. That's the problem. So it's hard for me to kind of remove myself and try. You know what I mean? I've always known he can sing.
But we have this thing where we are surprised. And there's whole singing shows are based on oh my God, I had never expected that voice coming out of you. But why would we have an expectation?
Yeah, I've said that all the time about Susan Boyle. Like, oh my God, because, you know, they put that video all over social media. Like, can you believe someone so ugly can sing? Well, what does that have to do with anything? Right. The only reason we think hot people can sing is because that's who's marketable.
At karaoke, we like to play the game. When somebody starts to get on stage, we go, okay, can this person, is this person going to screw up the song, or are they going to actually be able to sing? Once I saw a guy who was as wide as he was tall, drunk off his ass, literally fell, getting onto the stage, got up there, and had a beautiful voice.
Now, or how I would think you would be good at that game, Robbie.
I usually am pretty good at judging.
Are there any telltale signs?
Usually, people at karaoke are pretty drunk. They've been drinking a lot, and they can only get the nerve to do it if they drink. Those people are almost always bad.
Right. Well, do you think Scott Apple can sing?
No way.
When you see a fat black woman get up there, do you assume she can sing?
It's about 75% chance she can sing.
Well, if you're
racist,
I would think if you're fat and you go up on stage at karaoke, you definitely can sing because you're more likely to be self-conscious about performing or being in front of people. You have a weight issue, so you would only do it if you know you can sing. That would be
Robbie. Is that true? Robbie's done a lot of karaoke.
Again, it's about 75%. There's still a few of them. I've seen some pretty fat people get up there and just butcher songs.
Oh, can you imagine being fat and not be able to sing? Oh, that'd be horrible.
That's no way to live. Scott Apple, you've listened to the show. You know he tends to mix up people. Not only does he not know music, but the most recent ones are a name, any black singer, he says Barry Manilow when he means Barry White. And then he said Jimmy Buffett instead of Jimi Hendrix. So recently we're talking. You called me, Joe, because you're having a conversation with him. So we're on speaker. It's you and Scott and then me. And Scott has claimed to have never heard the song 1999, which we thought was weird because even if... I mean, look, when 1998 became 1999, that song was obviously then huge again, and it turned midnight, and every place in the world played that song.
Right. It was hard not to hear it.
But whatever. So then he made the point that you don't know some song by Meghan Trainor. I believe the song is called No.
Correct.
As if those were somehow relative, or it was a horrible comparison. So then I made the point that's like saying... comparing Kirk Cousins to Joe Montana. And then he said, is Joe Montana the girl from the Disney Channel?
That's correct. He thought Joe Montana was Hannah Montana.
Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Dude, it's hard to not. Here's the thing. Even if he didn't know who Joe Montana was, even if he didn't know that, which is hard. How does he not know who Hannah Montana is? Like, who doesn't know? Everybody in the world knows one of those two people.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. I mean, it's you almost think that he's fucking with us, but he's not clever enough to do that.
What's the percentage of people in the United States? I mean, think about it. We're talking about babies and old people.
Well, people that are still have their faculties that are old enough and that are not children, right. And they're not.
How many people know both Joe Montana and Hannah Montana? Is it 85%?
I bet it's not that high.
There's got to be like 90% that they know one of those two.
I'm saying knowing both. Oh, I could see not knowing Joe Montana if you're 30 and under and don't have any interest in sports.
Okay, or
she has an interest in sports.
Yeah, that's true.
Or if you're 40 and over and never have had kids or anything, you might not know who Hannah Montana is. I don't know. I don't think it's that high. But it is ridiculous that you would hear Joe Montana and that rang a bell to him suddenly, but he went Disney Channel.
You think Gramps knows who Hannah Montana is?
And I also said Kirk Cousins, so maybe he doesn't know who that is, but you think he might. Just because we live in D.C. area and that's all you hear about, but whatever. Gramps, I bet he does not know who Hannah Montana is.
Yeah, I don't think he's in chat. Yeah. He'll type it in and let us know. But Gramps is a lot like Robbie in that he doesn't like to embarrass himself. He doesn't, you know what I mean? He's probably feverishly looking up Hannah Montana when we said that. Although he doesn't know how to use Google, so that didn't happen.
Well, and then we were thinking of this, Robbie, if you think this is a good game or not. But we give Scott an answer, a question, like Justin had the example. Who hung Vanilla Ice over a balcony? Suge Knight or Gladys Knight? Which one hung Vanilla Ice and which one sang Midnight Train to Georgia?
I say we say blank night.
Okay.
See what he says.
All right. Gramps just said in chat, I've seen a show she used to be on. First of all, there's about a 0% chance that my father has seen the Hannah Montana show. Dad, Hannah Montana is a character. That's not, never mind. Just move on.
The show that he's thinking of, Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
And he's thinking of the show Hannah Montana.
But he's never seen Hannah Montana. There'd be no circumstance where my father would have seen Hannah Montana.
You don't have any children in your family that he might have been at
someone's house? No, I had two boys, and we literally never watched Hannah Montana.
Your extended family. He has other nieces and her grandchildren, right?
Yeah, he does. It's possible, but I don't think my nieces, Hannah Montana was gone by the time they were old enough to watch it.
I don't know. Maybe Gramps is just watching Disney Channel on the down low.
If Hannah Montana was on the ID channel, he would have seen it.
Not drinking water and watching Hannah Montana.
Thirsty watching Hannah Montana.
Do you think Gramps can name one Miley Cyrus song?
No, he couldn't even name who Miley Cyrus is.
Do you think he could pick her out of a lineup?
No.
Do you think he knows if she's black or white?
No.
Does Dad know who Billy Ray Cyrus is?
He might know that, but probably not.
Do you think Gramps knows who Beyonce is?
Yes.
Yes, he knows.
Because he watches those. He watches American Idol and America's Got Talent, and you know, so there's references to those singers.
Oh, Mike commented that he's hot for Beyonce. He specifically likes her.
Who isn't? Yeah. So Larry Wilmore called the president the N-word the other night. Sure about that?
Well, kind of. N-I-G-G-A, right?
Yeah, yeah. In a you, my dude kind of a way. We got right. This. And but it's funny that this is the world that we live in. If I went on Facebook and said, I think that's offensive and the president should never be called the N-word by anybody, you know who would get offended, get upset at that?
Yeah,
my black friends.
Right.
So we live in a world where me saying I don't think under any circumstance our president should ever be called the N-word by anyone, that statement will only offend black people. Not most black people or all black people, but the people that will be offended will be black.
Yep.
That just is weird to me. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but it is weird.
If you imagine if somebody would have said 10 years ago, we're going to have a black president. And someone's going to call him the N-word, and everyone's going to laugh.
Yeah.
He would have said, no way. Because, right. 10 years ago, nobody knew who Barack Obama was. That's 2 years before the election. That's just when his name just started peeking up.
Yeah, no, he came out of nowhere. But I guess the question is clearly there's some things that are off limits in that environment. It's a looser environment. It's the press, whatever it's called.
White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a loose environment, but you wouldn't go up there and tell your pie plate, well, you could do that. But I mean, you wouldn't call Michelle Obama a bitch. Like if it was Tina Fey, you're the baddest bitch in the world. Would she say that?
Maybe.
Maybe you would. I don't know. That doesn't seem like as bad.
What could you call him that was worse?
Well, I mean, if you really called him that clearly would be worse. But
you did call him that.
No, but I mean, if you were calling him like you're black, but you're just a blank to me, that would be. I mean, you're the president, but you're just still a blank to me. That clearly would be, but wrong. I mean, he said it in like Barry, you made it, you my blank. I mean, he said it, and like, dude, you my dude, you the man. But I don't know. It's interesting to me.
Gramps just said in chat he knows who she is. He could pick her out of a lineup but doesn't know her songs. And then he says, do you guys know who her dad is? I said, we just said that, Dad.
All right. the Scott Apple thing. We're about to do it. But Robbie, let's decide on how we're going to do it first, because he's going to try to hit the post on 8 songs that are famous. Everyone knows the song, correct?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Now, and you're giving him the name of the song and he's going to try to guess the artist?
I didn't give him anything.
Okay. But he is trying to get the song particulars.
Whether he hits the post is debatable, and whether he, his banter is really any good is also debatable. But the real question, the only question is, does he have any accurate information about the song that he is talking up? Anything.
Okay. So is that what we're, Joe and I are going to try to guess pre-song?
Yeah. I mean, does he know the genre? Does he know the artist? Does he know the song? Anything whatsoever.
Are you going to tell us the song and then we'll guess whether or not he knows anything about it? Or are we going to do it?
We'll tell you which one we're going to play.
Can we have 3 categories? Like he knows nothing, he does okay, or he nails it?
Yeah, it's subjective, but
I'm sure any of us are going to pick nails it. Okay, well, you might as well take it out.
He gets it. It's either a 10, a 5, or a 1, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I got it.
Right. Well, let's take a break.
How about a 7, a 5, or a 1?
Okay. 7, 5, 1. Right. That's what we're calling this game. Scott Apple, hit the post. Come right back.
High atop the crystalline fortress of worthlessness resided in by Rob and Joe comes the new murder mystery spectacular, Superhero Homicide, Dawn of Death Dealer. Eat, drink, solve a murder, dress like a superhero, and legit actual blood test verified superheroes and heroines get in for free. Maybe you, maybe some of your sidekicks can join us on stage for Superhero Homicide, Dawn of Death Dealer. Coming to you soon, live at a place that you're going to come to and see this thing happen. Not really sure yet. Some voice is probably going to tell you where it's going to be. Any second. Here it comes.
Next performance, May 6th at the Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg. Tickets are on sale right now. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
All right. We got Marcus with us as well, and he's going to give, obviously, his follow-up to everything here later.
Yeah, Marcus is playing the clips.
Yeah, Marcus is playing the clips. Marcus is the DJ. So song clip number 1, what is the song?
It's Run DMC featuring Aerosmith, Walk This Way.
He doesn't know anything about it. It was a 1. Go ahead, your turn.
It's a 5, average.
Oh, yeah. This is what I like. Scott Apple here with Rob and Joe Show. A little bit of hip-hop, a little bit of 80s. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite songs of all time, no doubt about it. Hope everybody at home enjoys it just as much as I do on this beautiful sunny day. Get down and make it happen.
Okay, so you clearly didn't hit the post. I mean, it's definitely not a 5. It's not a 1 either, because he knew it was hip hop. He knew it was the 80s.
Yeah, that's why I'm right. He did average. God,
that's a 5, knowing it's hip hop.
There's
scratching.
Song.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay, fair enough.
Okay. I want him naming the songs, though, and the artists. That's
not going to happen.
Okay. But I want him trying. That's the humor when he says.
We're changing it to 1, 3, and 5.
Okay.
That was a 3.
1, 3, 5. Next song is what? Now, don't play it. Just what's the song?
This one is Prince, When Doves Cry.
Okay. He will.
1.
3. Damn it.
Scott Apple with you this evening. You're tuned into KORE 88.8, The Core. Coming up, we have some Tom Petty for you, plus one of my favorites, Europe. Right now, I have a little Prince for you. May he rest in peace. You'll be missed by so many. Everyone remembers the movie Purple Rain, but personally, I'm partial to Under the Cherry Moon, for which he won the coveted Golden Raspberry.
Robbie,
ladies and gentlemen,
listen.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
No, listen. I've never been so sure
Scott
in my entire life that Robbie fed him. It is 100% Robbie fed him that.
Yeah. 100%.
I'll bet my life on it. How many of those do we have, Robbie, where you scripted it?
Why you pull back the curtain?
Come on, there's no way he got that. Under the
I mean,
cherry.
Come on, Robbie.
That was
you
actually
went too
a legitimate,
far. That was the problem.
Yeah. That was a legitimate hit the post.
He did everything was perfect. It was a 10.
Jeez. It did sound great, though.
I know, Robbie, but the golden raspberry and under the cherry moon, that's what I knew. Come on.
That was the only one I did that on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but he did pretty well, even having the information. I thought he did well with it. Good job, Scott.
Probably yeah,
well.
I'm sure there were 9 takes. How many takes, Robbie?
3.
3 takes when he was told exactly what to say. All right. Next song is?
"The Waiting" by Tom Petty.
No.
Oh, it's a one. Yeah.
Scott Apple here with The Rob and Joe Show. Here we are, going to enjoy a little bit of country, a little bit of folk, one of my favorite songs. Hopefully you like it too. Beautiful day outside, and we'll see how it goes. Enjoy, everybody.
Well, he did hit the post. That's a 3.
And it's not a 3.
He called it folk music. Yeah, come
on. But he hit the post.
Country and folk.
It's a 1.
No, come on.
He also stopped, and then he realized it was still going, so he said one more thing.
It's horrible. And he said it's country and folk. He didn't even say folk. He said folk.
He thought it was a Kingston trio.
Yeah.
All right. This is what I want to have happen. I want Scott. We're going to use this and put together a demo for him, and we're going to try to get him hired. I want him send this out. Marcus, you got connections. We got 98 Rock connections. We want the Scott. He's got the DJ name. That he's going to send it out for employment. All right, next song.
Yeah, let's send it into 98 Rock and just just have Justin just put it on Rick's desk.
All right.
Next one is Paradise City, Guns N' Roses.
Okay. He might, maybe he knows this.
I thought I remember him knowing this. 3.
I'm betting on Apple. 5.
Scott Apple here with the Rob and Joe Show. Here's a great song about a great city. You know, when I think about great cities, I definitely don't think about Baltimore, but I do think about Washington, D.C. It's a good city. It's got nice monuments. It's got good weather. They have cherry blossoms. What's not to like?
Okay.
He knew city. That's kind of funny.
That's a 3.
And, he stepped on the post.
He did step on. He also said that Baltimore sucks. D.C.'s better because of the weather. Yeah,
they're 40 miles apart.
I know. Yeah, it's beautiful in D.C. right now. Shitty in Baltimore. All right, next song.
I love how he always says it's one of his favorite songs.
And he always starts with Scott Apple here.
And he has a crutch. You know what the crutch is?
The Scott Apple with the word, Robin Joe Show?
The word hopefully. He loves it.
Oh, yeah, he does say hopefully a lot, yeah.
Okay, the next one is September, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, my God. He doesn't know this at all. Yeah. He's going to know it's – see, I don't know if he's going to say R&B. He might say hip-hop, which it's not. So, 1. I guess it's a 1.
I'm going to go 3.
Scott Apple here with Rob and Joe Show. You know, whenever I hear this song, I think about my favorite month of the year, and that's got to be June. It's the month I was born. It's the month of summer. It's the month when everything's in bloom. Great month all around.
Close. You must have told him it was a month, Robbie.
Yeah. We gave him a few notes and some to try to...
Just kind of gave him some thoughts on what he might use for the talk-up. But I didn't give him any information on the artist or the title.
Hey, I think technically June is spring.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. And he's like, this song, September, reminds me of my favorite month, June.
Yeah, that's a 1.
Yeah, that was horrible. And he didn't really hit the post.
No, it was really bad. I don't even know if we're keeping score here, but who cares?
No, I love it. Keep going. I want to hear more.
Yeah.
Next one is Under Pressure, Queen featuring David.
Oh, he knows the song. I know he knows it.
He'll botch it 1.
All right, 3.
Scott Apple here with the Rob and Joe Show. It's a beautiful spring day, and now it's time to do one of our famous contests. Really excited about this one, everybody, because I know everybody wants it. It's 10,000 sporks. It's a lot of sporks. You know where you get a spork? Taco Bell. But this isn't Taco Bell. This is a better spork. It's a nice, high-quality spork. Long handle. Caller number 7. Time, call now.
Oh, my God. That was a fun. God.
Hey, I called it 1. Well, because we told him to do like a contest in one of them, but and he tried to be funny with the sporks.
But he knew the song. I know he knows that song.
Yeah,
he
doesn't ever try to name the song. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's our Scott. All right, next.
It's a Barracuda Heart.
Ooh, he doesn't know. Yes. 1, 3.
Scott Apple here at the Rob and Joe Show. It's not just any song. This is my favorite song. Song I first listened to when I was a little kid. Playing in the back of my mind ever since. Dedicate this song. Dedicate this song to all the women out there. Not just any woman, though. Dedicate to all the women out there who like to rock.
He sounds like such a dork. Oh, he's such a dork. I mean, that seems like a 1 to me, but yeah, maybe it's a 3.
He did say rock at some point, but yeah. It's still a 1, yeah.
I just keep picturing Rick Strauss sitting at his desk.
You got to hear this guy.
He's the best. We have to make this happen, Justin. I know you're listening. All right.
Yes. You're like, it's contemporary, man. Everybody gets it. Everybody's on board.
The last one is AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long.
Nice.
He doesn't know the song.
Nope. He's getting a 5. He's going out with a bang, Joe.
3.
This is Scott Apple with the Rob and Joe Show. It is one rainy, ugly Friday out there right now. But I know it's going to be nice this weekend. Boy, is that going to be good. I hope everybody else has some plans for this weekend because I have some.
No, you don't.
I'm going to be taking a little trip. Down south. Some barbecue. Hope it's all good for you guys. Enjoy the sun.
That was horrible. I mean, have you listened to the radio? If you're going to talk about the weather, give a forecast.
I'm going
great
down
this
south.
Weekend for some barbecue.
But it's almost like, I mean, you can actually talk about stuff that's happening.
Right.
But he's like, you know what? I'm going to go to Oklahoma and
ride a bull.
And I'm going to eat a cupcake. And he's like, whatever comes on the top of his head. But things are happening around him.
He was he in your house or on Skype?
He was on Skype, of course.
Okay.
It would have been better if he had been in the studio. It would have sounded a lot better.
Does he think that he did well?
I think he's proud of what he did, yeah.
Proud?
Proud of what he did.
Yeah, I think he's happy with what he did.
Are you proud of his invite that he gave us? Scott Apple has invited us to a barbecue. He sent it on Facebook. Where's this at? He has a website. And his wife's name is their website.
He sent a Facebook message that said, we're having a party. Go to this website to find out about it. So I didn't go. I mean, you know, it's August 27th, okay?
You didn't know that unless you went to the website.
No, it was higher in the message. Mm-hmm. So you got May, June, July. I have, and it's like August 27th. I literally have 4 months to prepare. So he comes into my office and he goes, hey, you didn't RSVP. I said, yeah.
He says, no need to bring anything but yourself. But if you must bring something, please bring your favorite dish to share. If you have to bring something, it better be your favorite dish and you better be sharing. It says we will provide burgers, hot dogs, and beverages. Well, that's all you're providing, but we're not supposed to bring anything. I'm not confident that they're going to have enough stuff.
That is a weird thing to say. Don't we ask you to bring nothing, but if you do bring something, make it involved.
Because if no one brings anything, it's going to be burgers, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola. That's what'll be there. That'll be the entire party, the entire cookout.
Joe,
if you're a vegan? You're screwed.
Joe, do you think his wife is a competent hostess?
Yeah, no, his wife's. I actually like his wife. She's really cool.
Can she cook?
Or can he cook? No, Scott can cook.
Okay, so they'll be grilling out. They'll be making dishes, side dishes, potato salad.
According to the notes, no.
I mean, we have to go, right?
Of course, we're gonna go, right? But it's a Saturday, right?
I don't know. Saturday.
My plan is to go.
I want to go. Tawanda wants to go. Robbie, you want to go, right?
Yeah, I think I have to go.
Are you going to bring out gun control? Can we invite listeners? Can we invite Mac Bergson?
Yeah, I'll bet if we can bring... I'm going to ask him if we have a plus two.
Marcus?
So I'll bring Katie and... Yeah. What about you, Marcus?
Only if I can DJ.
Oh, that's the thing. Who's going to control the music?
Scott Apple. He knows two songs.
Do you think that he's even planning on having music?
Of course not.
But he's going to have music.
Will he hire a jazz combo?
Live music.
Like a Pandora or something, right?
Well, what station would he put it on? Is there just like a top 40?
Yeah, today's hits. I don't know.
Classic rock or something?
Yeah, you know what? That's what he has on in his car when I get in his car.
If I get really drunk, will he let me stay the night?
No, he said that there's a hotel next door.
Oh, that's right. Do you want to get crazy? You want to make it a wild time, Joe? Can we invite Tim?
If we get too drunk and then we have to stay there, let's make it a point, I'm not kidding, to get too drunk to drive home and have to stay there.
All right. You want to be like obnoxious house guests?
Just not leave.
How long? Okay. Who would say something? Would it be his wife eventually or would it be Scott?
It would be Scott.
What if you just said, no, I'm your boss. I'm staying.
I don't think you can. I think still against the law. I don't believe I can just stay.
He wouldn't call the police on you.
No, but I wouldn't keep the ruse going that long where I refuse to leave. I wouldn't do it.
Can we invite someone that will keep the ruse going on, like maybe Eric Woodworth or Tommy Simbazo or Justin Schlegel?
And just wouldn't leave?
Yeah. Ask him for a plus 10, Joe.
I will.
What would happen if we show up with everyone in the murder mystery and then we just start doing the show?
Probably like that.
No, let's just announce the address on the show.
No, I wouldn't do that. But like, yeah, let's see if we can bring the whole cast.
Okay. I mean, we're going to be taking over at that point. I mean, your friends are more exciting than his friends. I can guarantee you that. Oh,
please. Of course they are.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk to Marcus Serta, and we got the answer from Carrie Spiewak, who she likes better, myself or Joe. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
This Mother's Day, surprise mom with something different and delicious. Give her Sherry's Berries, the freshest, juiciest strawberries dipped in the finest ingredients. Choose from over 50 gourmet toppings, all delivered fresh to any home or office for Mother's Day with this special offer. Get a signature box of Sherry's Berries for just $19.99. Order now to double the berries for just $9.99 more. Go to berries.com, click on the mic in the upper right hand corner and enter code Rob and Joe or call 888 sweet 90. Surprise her with something different and delicious for Mother's Day. Shop Sherry's Berries.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
We've been talking about who does Carrie like better. So I just Facebook Messenger today and said, all right, Carrie, who you got? Myself or Joe? She goes, well, I do message you more. And then she mentions that you're 47, Joe, and that she's 47, and it sucks. She's going with me. Suck it.
That doesn't count.
It counts. I asked.
No. You're messaging her personally to ask her who she likes better. That does it. No, it doesn't work like that.
Why not?
Because you're soliciting. Listen, you're having a direct conversation with her. She's not going to say, "Oh, I like the other guy better." That's not fair.
Look, did you get an answer that said otherwise?
I didn't ask. I didn't personally ask her one-on-one. I probably would have gotten a different answer.
Well, you didn't do it. And this was the date that we decided.
I guess you win then.
Thank you. Robbie, does it count?
No.
Fuck you. You know, take Joe's side. Marcus,
Joe's side. I would have said the same thing if Joe had solicited an answer from her directly.
Hey, well, the producer, which is your job, you didn't apparently do it. So I had to step up.
She's not friends with me on Facebook.
And get the answer. Well, did you try to become friends with her on Facebook?
I think I did.
I don't think that you did.
She turned you down. Well, we know she doesn't like you the most.
Listen to AmeriCast this week. Check it out.
No,
guys.
Don't listen to AmeriCast. No,
definitely listen to it. A lot of shitting on Joe, a lot of praising me. I liked it. Also, the Tony Perkins episode is out, so check that out. You guys probably didn't listen to it yet, but I was amazing. Thank you again, Tony and Gary. But Marcus, you have an addition to the story about the bill. Tell us what happened right as you left the brunch.
We were walking out of brunch. Robbie turned to me and he made the comment about, and I don't remember the exact wording, but it was something to the effect of, the brunch cost about $130, but talk to me later and I'll tell you how much it really was. And then we left. And then there was nothing else. So I was left with that.
If I'm hearing that, and I believe this is how you took it, I'm thinking he wanted to let me know how much he spent for this, which is weird.
Is that the impression you got?
That was the thought that initially went through my brain, yes.
Now, Robbie, clearly, because look, if you don't know the story, it was a Groupon and they ended up giving you both the Groupon. It was an $8 bill. It's a great deal. Now, clearly you paid for the Groupon, so you spent more than $8, but whatever the Groupon was, I don't know.
I was given the Groupon. I didn't even pay for that.
I stand corrected. So, but by saying that, you didn't think that he might take that as a weird thing to say?
It did occur to me later, but I knew we were going to talk about it on the show. The fact that it was so cheap was what was so funny about
it. Yeah. And as soon as, I mean, I think Marcus even said on the show, as soon as he realized that really what it was about was that he didn't shell out a lot of money. You know what I mean? That was really the point, Robbie. Obviously, if Robbie paid $130, he wouldn't have said a word.
Exactly.
But the fact that he paid $8.
Yes. If I really had laid out $144 for that bill, I would never have said a word.
Yeah. And I also, like, I think if I was Robbie, I would have just waited to come on the show and talk about it instead of planting that seed, because then I'm thinking, okay, that would be kind of weird.
Yeah, I should have shut up and waited.
Well, the other angle is, I'm assuming that Marcus and his wife thanked you. I would almost feel guilty for getting a lot of thanks for an $8 bill.
I knew it would come up on the show. I didn't really.
Okay, but taking the show aside, just in general, I would just be up front. I'd be like, hey, we got a deal. It's $8.
Oh, no.
No. Robbie did the right thing. You want to reveal. Plus, you know, we talked about this last week. Really, what matters is his intent. You know what I mean? He intended on doing something nice. He ended up getting it for $8, and then it becomes kind of funny.
Yeah, I realize that. But what if they keep – I'm not saying they did this, but, Joe, let's say you take someone out. And like, oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But in reality, the waitress knows you, and it was free.
It depends how close I was to the person. I might later on whisper to the person, hey, it was no big deal. We really got a good deal. Something like along those lines, maybe, depending on how well I know the person.
Well, how well do you know them?
Yeah.
Well, let me say this. I thought it was a damn funny story. It made me laugh out loud when I heard it last week. And it brought up the fact that not only has this happened to me in my life, because I went to a Target once and went in and had bought a bunch of items, including some new chairs for my back porch. And it came to a couple $100 in total. So there's no big surprise, and walked out the door, and the Target is an hour and a half from my house. On the way back, my wife is looking through the receipt, and we realize they charge us for one of the four chairs.
It's a big difference.
Yes. So it was a great one for four deal that day. It was on sale, apparently, at Target.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you went back and made it right, but no, this story is how you stole chairs from Target.
No. They, would you they make let it me right? Walk out. Say that again.
Would I or would, yeah, would Mark? No
would you
way.
Make
I would,
it right, Joe?
No way. Of course not.
What if you realized it immediately as the bill came, not when you'd left?
No. If I thought that somebody was going to be harmed because of it other than Target. See, I'm, that doesn't surprise me about Marcus because, you know, Marcus, he hates big business. He likes government to run things. So I'm not surprised that he wanted to screw over Target. That doesn't surprise me.
Well, you're not, I'd be concerned about screwing over the cashier that's going to come out of his or her check.
Is that how, do you think that's what happened?
That would be my concern.
No, they only scanned one chair, so they only charge for one chair.
Well, once I leave, I'm not going back just out of laziness.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I realize it right there, I'll probably just take the hookup.
Yeah, I've said before, hey, you didn't charge me for such and such. I have done that. And I don't really know why sometimes I do it, and sometimes I realize, oh, no, and I just leave.
Convenience.
Yeah, maybe.
No.
Yeah, I've given, like, someone's given me, like, $5 extra back, and I've given it back to them. Because I know that it might bother me, and it's not worth $5 extra to have this thought in my head for more than 5 seconds.
Yeah. If the cashier is going to be short, I feel bad. If the store is going to be short in inventory when they do inventory 5 months from now, I don't necessarily care as much about that.
I had the bank give me $100 extra once, and I didn't say anything.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, now they're going to find me. Yeah.
One time I pulled up to a Bank of America ATM, and there was $60 sitting in the ATM. So I pulled out the money, and I called Bank of America. And I said, hey, I'm here at this ATM. What do you want me to do? They go, well, can you come tomorrow and drop it off? I go, no. They go, well, that's the only way you're going to get back to them. I said, okay. And I kept it. We're driving back.
No. I would have just kept that.
That's what I did. But at least I called because that was obviously somebody else's money.
We had a friend when I was in, I don't know, 19, 20. And me and this guy and his younger brother, who was probably like 13 or 14. His friend's dad owned like this restaurant. And I think he was like taking extra money, and he had basically had a bunch of cash in his basement. And his son and this guy's, my friend's younger brother, would just take some and just spend it. Well, we found a $100 bill that he had clearly dropped in the front yard, and we picked it up, and we knew he couldn't say where he got it because he was stealing with his friend, from his friend's dad. So we just sort of just kept that money. But he was totally stealing, but he couldn't say, that's mine, because then, well, where did you get $100? You didn't have a job. How do you give a $100 bill? You might save money, but you don't have a $100 bill, right? You only get that unless someone gives you $100. So I feel good about stealing that kid's money.
Yeah. Screw that kid.
Joe, you're sick, and it seems like you get sick every 2 or 3 months. Like, what's going on?
Well, now I'm sick because my son was sick, and he spent the entire week with me and eventually made me sick as well.
I mean, this is how Prince died. He got sick a few times. Actually, now he's dead. Is this going to happen to you?
Now, the last time I was sick was when I was in this apartment, so it was probably January.
Yeah, it's recent. You sound awful.
Yeah, I'm on the air tomorrow, too, 98 Rock.
No, that's going to be horrible. Get Scott Apple to fill in for you. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. Will I live?
I don't know. Your voice might sound better when you're sick.
You think?
I mean, you sound sick, but your sick voice is better than your healthy voice.
You think so? Because it's a strain. Like right now, I'm literally keep looking at my phone. Like, when is this going to be over?
We can end early.
It hurts to talk.
Yeah, we can end early.
All right, I'll talk to you later. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Marcus Serta has just messaged me that he has Carrie Spiewak news.
While we were talking, I sent a direct message to Carrie Spiewak via Facebook in order to get clarification, because, Joe, I have to agree. Since Rob directly messaged Carrie, there is a possibility of influencing the decision.
Yeah.
Carrie Spiewak, in her response, so as I told her, I said, we're live, and we know that you told Rob that he was more special. Is it true? And she said, very.
Now, oh, very.
Now, Then I say, Joe thinks that it's unfair since Rob messaged you directly. And she said, well, is Joe's internet down? He could message me, but he is 47-year-old. He is a 47-year-old man, and maybe that's too much to ask.
So in chat, there's someone named Mrs. Spiewak that says Marcus is lying.
I don't. I just sent her. I can show you a copy of the direct message I sent.
I'm not going to believe the chat.
Yeah, the chat is obviously less reliable.
All right. So is it official?
Man, my feelings are getting hurt recently. Marcus spent about 15 minutes on AmeriCast talking about how ugly I was. And now Rob's been chosen by both Merle Rogers and by Carrie Spiewak. Somebody has to like me more. Somebody.
Does it bother you that people seem to think that they all think that I'm overreaching with Tawanda, but they think it's more of a shocker that you got Katie than I got Tawanda?
Yes.
And that speaks to us more than the women.
Yeah, it's still about me. I mean, these guys, I mean, how long did you, what would you do, a 15-minute segment on how ugly I was, Marcus? How long was that? Did you dedicate a whole show to it?
I think you're exaggerating. But as I said, I think as I looked around the room, we all us guys, were out of our league with the women we were with. Plain and simple.
Well, I agree with that.
Me included. But yes, when I look at Katie, if nothing else, the disparity is probably greater between you and Katie than the rest of us. But the disparity is there for all of us.
Marcus acts like I look like Sloth from the Goonies or whatever. It's, you know, come on.
Well, compared to Katie, you do.
No, I look like me compared to Katie.
No.
I don't look like Sloth from the Goonies compared to Katie. I still look like me.
No.
I don't.
You look a lot better looking standing next to me than you do next to Katie.
That's true.
Okay. All right. I mean, look, Joe, it only speaks to your other qualities as being better than they are.
Yeah, but they're bad too. We realize that.
Well, I think that you're actually, that there's something about you that could be attractive to women. And I don't think Katie's just some crazy person. Now, that's part of it. Clearly, she's got issues. But
your favorite thing about me, Rob? I'm just kidding.
You're how unattractive you are. I love that about you. Non-threatening. My favorite thing about you, Joe? I mean, your sense of humor.
Thanks, man.
And your ability to just make situations funny and see the funny in situations and point them out.
Oh, man, that makes me feel good.
Sure. What's your favorite thing about me?
That we're going to end this show soon.
All right, let's end the show. Joe is dying.
We have to hear from Marcus. I want to hear if I
threw
in the brunch or not.
Yes, what was Marcus's wife? What was your post, your car ride? Jesus, thunder. What was your car ride home like talking about robbing a psychotic gun control?
Actually, like I said on AmeriCast, it was actually a very good conversation. It was an awkward topic to have gotten into because, yes, it can be a very heated discussion, but I think we were very adult about it. And then, of course, Robbie's girlfriend completely checked out. But what the highlight of this discussion was, and I didn't talk about this on my show, is that while we're having this discussion, this back and forth, and yes, my wife was on the left side, Robbie was on the right side, and I was trying to find some place in the middle. Robbie decides he needs an ally. So he points at his girlfriend. He goes, I need a third party opinion.
Oh, God.
And so he asks her, do you feel safer in the house with a gun? You want to guess what her answer was?
Her answer was Thursday.
Want.
Her answer was no.
Yes. I agree with that. I mean, Robbie's got a temper. I wouldn't want him, a loaded Robbie, lying next to me every night.
Yeah, I'd feel safer if there was a gun in my house, not Robbie's house.
Right. I do not feel safer in this world knowing that you are walking around with a gun, Robbie. You might feel safer, and that's your right, but I don't feel safer.
How easy would it be for you to shoot somebody, Robbie?
it wouldn't be very easy for me to do. But if I was really, really threatened, if I was really in a situation where somebody else did have a gun, like I said to those guys, I'd prefer to have one than not have one.
What if somebody barged in and made you watch Birdman? Would you shoot them?
I might shoot the TV.
All right. Joe, get better. Good luck on the radio. This Friday, Leesburg, Tally-ho, Murder Mystery, Superhero Homicide, 8:30 p.m. Make it out if you can. I'll be in Albany Funny Bone this Wednesday and Thursday, making my debut there. Headlining, I get to see my buddies Andy and Ashley celebrate their wedding anniversary watching me tell Jick jokes. So check that out.
Can I really tout the Tally-ho? If you're going to see Superhero Homicide, if you haven't seen it yet and you really want to see it, Tally-ho is a really good venue.
It's a great venue. They got drinks. They got tacos. They got a huge stage, great sound systems, huge video screen.
It's going to be extra special for
us. No, it really is. It's going to be over the top, amazing and awesome. You better be there later.
Later.
Scott Apple here. The Rob and Joe Show. Sitting at home and I'm petting my dog, looking out at the sky, thinking what a good day it is. Hope you all are having a good day where you're at, because this song is for you. It's for you, humanity, all of your various wonderful parts. Hopefully you're having a nice Saturday, sitting back, rocking at home. And hopefully, you'll have a good time today. And hopefully, you'll see something great out there, some adventure. You'll seize the day. Carpe diem. Carpe diem. Well, we're gonna dedicate this song to all the actors out there who died recently, tragically, and all the singers who also may have died recently, tragically. This song doesn't have a voice version, does it? It just keeps going. Huh. Here we go. Here we go, anytime now. This is gonna be great. With a build up like that, how could it not be great? It's been such a long time.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.